It's Shabbos and Shabbat. I'm an erotic Jew from Brooklyn. It's the truth. I'm not a warrior. I'm a worrier. And to be completely honest, I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of big waves in the ocean. I'm scared of horseback riding. I'm scared of germs. I'm scared of snakes. And ever since I had skin cancer, I'm scared of the sun. I'm scared of needles. But Neshuba, do you know what I'm not scared of? Say what?
What?
Muslims.
Instructs us not to be tolerant
stranger because you know the heart of a stranger because you were a stranger. As Jews, we are all strangers. We are all immigrants and refugees. My mom was born in Poland. And her father, they had quotas on how many Jews could get into this country. And her father got fake papers, and he came here by himself, leaving behind a very large family. He was one of many siblings, but he left behind his wife, a son who was 6, another son who was 4, and my mother who was 1 month old. And he came to this great country. And he worked here for 6 years alone, living on the Lower East Side, working in a shoe factory. And there's a picture there. You're welcome to come up at the end and see all of my relatives. And this picture was taken right before, at the end of that 6-year period, when my grandmother and my mother and her 2 brothers were about to leave for this great country. But they are surrounded by the other relatives, my grandparents, their family, my grandfather's brothers and sisters and his parents. There's a whole slew of them here. My mother and her mother and her brothers came here. My mother met her father for the first time when she was 6 years old. Everybody else in that picture was slaughtered in the Holocaust. And I am so proud to be an American, to be a citizen of a great country that is a haven for refugees, a haven for immigrants. And it doesn't matter whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, because if you are a Jew, you are commanded to love and to welcome the stranger. Because you know the heart of a stranger. The Statue of Liberty, she's the symbol of a great faith we have as a nation. And a 34-year-old Jewish woman named Emma Lazarus composed the poem that is engraved on her base. An excerpt from it here. At our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Oh, I may be a neurotic Jew from Brooklyn, scared of my own shadow, scared of lots of things, but I'm not scared of Muslims. Oh, and if our Torah portion teaches us anything, it certainly teaches us this. Number one, open your mouth and speak out against injustice. Never accept immoral laws that discriminate against people on the basis of their faith, or their skin color, or their nationality, or their disability. Number three, don't expect others unite, get involved, have faith. And number four, and know that effort from below leads to help from above, always. Number five, if you've been feeling dejected or hopeless recently, let that go. You are mightier than that. And on this Shabbat of Exodus, take a step in the direction of what's right and true, and watch how the seas will part before you. Shabbat Shalom.